the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode number 54, we're going to talk about inflation-proofing your business and maximizing the value. And is that possible? Inflation's been a big topic on the local news, the mainstream media, etc. There's no way of getting around it. So whether gasoline or groceries, the cost of goods have escalated across the country, impacting people everywhere. While we often read about consumers feeling the effects of inflation, our companies face their fair share of difficult decisions as they explore possible steps to keep their businesses afloat and maintain profits. Small businesses are gearing up to make tough decisions as they grapple with rising supply and labor costs. For those seeking guidance, let me rephrase that, advice on inflation-proofing your business, I want to talk about and share some key small business tips, in my opinion, to keep in mind. Let's begin with looking into your industry's trends. Every business is different in its own way, whether it's distinguished by its unique goals and values or its distinct approach to serving customers. While differentiating is key, observing how the industry as a whole responds to price increases can prove to be very helpful. In fact, it's a major key indicator in times of crisis and economic uncertainties. The pandemic is an excellent example of how small businesses thoughtfully followed industry trends to adapt or pivot their business and overcome the challenges presented in their new normal. As part of this, businesses trended towards adopting new technologies that enabled a mobile workforce and avoided business disruption caused by certain quarantine mandates. In the same, dining restaurants quickly shifted to takeout models and leveraging economy workers to maximize revenue and cut down on restaurant operating costs. If there's a clear shift in the way your industry is trending, investigate it. With better understanding, consider whether the new approach is right for your small business. What are your competitors doing? Taking a wide lens view of industry trends is only the first step in inflation-proofing your organization. Businesses must ask themselves, what are our competitors doing? While it's important to follow where the industry is headed as a whole, monitoring your competitors' activity can be equally eye-opening. Take note of how those other small businesses are adapting. Which products and services are they raising prices on? How are they managing physical space and hours? And finally, and most importantly, how are they managing their people? Where can your company control costs, you may ask? Knowledge is power. By assessing both industry and competitor trends, businesses can begin to devise strategies to combat rising prices. With margins possibly already raised at then, controlling costs in unconsidered areas can make a world of a difference. A great example of this is your company vehicles program. Making the most of your vehicles program, whether the economy is rising up or falling down, flexibility is a significant strength, especially within your vehicle program. The ability to adapt swiftly to market changes positions your business as a fierce competitor who can keep pace with increasing volatile costs. Now, unfortunately, most companies have vehicle programs in place that lack the flexibility necessary to overcome times of inflation and economic uncertainty. These programs have hidden costs that may be costing your business extra. Company-provided vehicle. Consider a business with company-provided vehicles. On top of a lease or ownership costs, a company with this type of vehicle program pays for maintenance, fuel costs, and potentially legal expenses. It's no wonder fleets are the most expensive vehicle programs. Now, additionally, the cost of fleet programs typically does not include additional support costs. More often than not, it will also require a full-time hire or an outsourced effort to manage. On average, fleets cost companies $12,816 per driver. Let's talk about car allowance, also sometimes referred to as an auto allowance or vehicle allowance. Companies with this type of vehicle program provide employees with a stipend each month. Companies like this program for several reasons, but often overlook the large amount of tax waste. The IRS considers car allowances additional income because it isn't tied to specific business mileage. That makes it taxed. So a $600 allowance costs employers $645.90 after FICA tax, while employees only take home $419.10. For every $100 flat allowance, $38 is lost to taxes. This doesn't help your business or your employee protect against inflation. Let's talk about mileage reimbursement, also referred to as a cents per mile program. Companies with this type of vehicle program pay employees cents per business mile driven. With this method, companies commonly use the IRS mileage reimbursement rate as it guarantees tax-free reimbursements. While companies using a mileage reimbursement program might find it easy to use the new rate each year, unfortunately, it fails to reimburse driving employees accurately. The IRS announced their annual mileage rate at the end of the previous calendar year. While they made a mid-year adjustment for the first time in more than a decade to help combat inflation, the rate still fails to account for driving costs specific to each driving employee. So my advice, explore your options. Companies looking to cut costs in their vehicle programs and hedge against inflation should look to the fixed and variable rate reimbursement. Fixed and variable rate reimbursement considers the fixed and variable cost of owning and operating a vehicle. These reimbursements are also tax-free, specific to employees, geographical costs, and submitted to an IRS-compliant mileage capture app. This vehicle program accounts for the fluctuating costs of owning and operating a vehicle and updates each month. This means your business can fairly and accurately compensate workers for the exact cost of doing business, no matter how high costs are, while protecting your own bottom line. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to thank everyone who follows us over on Instagram. Please go join the Facebook group. Go subscribe to us on YouTube, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.